what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's going on? It's your boy Drizzy Drake, and you are now rocking with my homie.
Hey, it's Miss J here to remind you the new season of Miss J in the Morning Live airs this fall. Check out this next episode rated as a top fan favorite. Feel free to download to create your own playlist filled with the best moments on Pumps Radio. It's with Jay in the Morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
But I love them all, let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace, I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, trouble gon' happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all night long. You're so blessed. Yes. To be up in here with our hands up in the air. Waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed. Yes. Thank you.
It's Jill Scott right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're live worldwide right now on blogtalkradio.com, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and streaming on BFTM Radio Network 103.3 on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. No matter how you get connected, no matter when you get connected, I am grateful that you are connected. Ms. Jill Scott, we are so blessed. Excuse me, I got excited and got myself all choked up. And I'm excited about today's show. Of course, like any other show, this is going to be the show that's going to change your life. Those of you who are tuning in and this is your first time, whether you're listening live or you're listening to an archive, somebody shared it with you, emailed it to you, posted it, and you decided to click play, thank you so much. Sit back and enjoy the ride. More than likely you won't, because sometimes it's bumpy, sometimes it twists, it turns, it jerks your back. You feel like you're going to get whiplash, and at the end you feel like that was the craziest thing ever, and then you want to do it all over again. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to a Greater Me Empowerment Tour. Greater is in you, my latest book. It's out. It's doing great. I am so blessed to be able to share with so many other people, traveling, speaking, different engagements. Make sure you log on to my website, MsJOnline.com. That's MizJOnline.com. Also, it's MsJOnline on all social media networks. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, however you want to get connected to me. Make sure you do that as well. Just trying to get all the announcements out of the way, because today I really want to go in. I really, really do. I've been waiting. I want to talk. I want to tell you guys everything that's been going on. So many great things that are going on right now in my life. Shout out to all the sisters of Pumps for Women, Inc. Pump, 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 pump it up. Yes, my nonprofit organization, Pumps for Women Incorporated. Make sure you go online, pumpsforwomen.org. That's P-U-M-P-S, for F-O-R, women.org. Pumps stands for purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. March is Women's Month, yes, also known as Her Story Month. This month, February, is Black History Month. We're doing some amazing things. Ms. J Productions is doing some great things throughout the nation, so I want everybody to get connected, everybody to stay connected, and everyone to support each other. Amazing things that are happening that I'm excited about, but within all of that, I want to make sure that while we're having fun, while we're achieving all of these goals and doing great things, that we still stay grounded, still stay rooted, and remain reminded of our purpose. Being in passionate pursuit of your purpose is exactly what's going to help you not only achieve the success that you're striving for, but sustain the success that you desire. It's okay to make a lot of money and be successful, but do you ever see those people that, you know, one part of their life you're like, oh my God, these people are amazing, I wish I had what they had, and then you look about 5-7 years down the line and you're like, oh my God, what happened? You don't want that story to happen in your life. You don't want to have a tragic end. You want, when that period hits the end of the sentence in your life, you want it to be, or that punctuation mark, you want it to be an exclamation mark. You want it to be exciting. You want it to be something that people are like, oh my gosh, we miss them. Although they're gone, they lived an amazing life and impacted me in a major way. And of course, we're not talking about anything happening to you anytime soon. We know we're going to live long, healthy, wonderful lives to see plenty of generations and see the things that we are implementing into our communities, into our families, into our legacy actually happen and see fruit, see what happens after that. Okay, we already got that out the way, but we want to make sure that we're doing all the things that is necessary in order for that to happen and to keep happening. You can't just say, you know what, I want to win a game with those who play sports or sports enthusiasts out there. You can't just say, I want to win. Win one game and then that's it. You have to play the entire season. And for the entire season, you play multiple games. Sometimes you lose. Most times you want to win. There are hard things that you have to go through. There might be injuries in one game. Each game might be different. There's different teams, different challenges, different players. man, there's all these things that go on. Then there's a championship that you have to fight for, and then you actually have to win that. And you might not. You might have to wait till next season. The same thing in life and on your journey to success. You can't just say, you know what, I got the job. This is great. I'm getting a check. This is amazing. You actually have to be on the job, still perform well on the job. There's different things that you have to do within that job and to keep the job. A lot of times when you get employment, those of you who are younger in high school looking for jobs, you have to understand certain things happen. And most of the time, when you're first hired, you have a 90-day probation period. Sometimes it's even longer than that, meaning that just because you got the job, you still have to prove that you're worth it for a whole 3 months before we can say, you know what, we're going to keep you. Just because we hired you, just because you got your first check, you can leave the next day. And the same thing with success. You want to make sure that you're just not jumping in, doing something great and saying, you know what, I did something great and it's done. You want to make sure that you're moving passionately. Passionately meaning wholeheartedly, fervently. You're just going at it. Nothing can stop you. You're not wavering. You're not making excuses for yourself. You're not procrastinating. What you're doing is fighting and fighting hard to make sure that what your purpose is being fulfilled in your life in this lifetime. There are no more excuses. And I really want to talk about that today, taking away all of the excuses. I'm a great debater. Those of you who don't know, or if you know, most people who know me personally know, that I did speech and debate in high school all the way through college. I am a great debater. I have been trained by some of the best to debate some issues, to get my point across clearly, effectively, and to persuade someone to at least understand my point of view and agree with what I'm saying. That is a skill that I have and that I love. But it's also a challenge that I have, because when it comes to making decisions for myself, I'm great at debating myself. I'm great at giving myself reasons why not to do it. I'm great at giving myself reasons why I could wait for doing it. I'm great at convincing myself that it doesn't have to be done now. It can be done later. So when anyone tells me that they want me to do something, especially working out, especially eating healthy, I have great excuses. I have great reasons why not. I don't have the time. I'm a single mom. I work long hours. I get up early in the morning to do a radio show. And after that, my time starts. Weekends are packed with a lot of different events. I can't afford financially the money it's going to take to buy all the healthy food. I don't cook that much during the week because I don't have time. All of these reasons are actually good reasons. They're truths. They're not lies. They're things that I have debated on why I have all these excuses for myself. I still am locked in to the pattern, the unhealthy pattern physically that I've been trying to fight against. That's my personal story. Some of you have other stories in other areas, or some of you share the same story that I share with physical health. It might be in your finances. It might be you having trouble saving, investing, having a financial plan for your money. You may make excuses about everything else. You want to clear your debt. You need to buy this. You have to get this. Your kids need this. And all you're doing is spending, 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 spending. It comes to a point in maturity when you have to say there are no more excuses. We just have to do it. And so today I want to push you, probe you, force you, encourage you to just do it. No more excuses. Of course, we have the Ms. J Challenge, just as we do each and every show, coming up, and also the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. Those of you who are new to the show, it's your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to make you laugh, put a smile on your face, and say thank you for all of you around the world for tuning in and supporting me. We have great inspirational music that we're going to play today. All of it has a purpose to get you up, get you motivated, and move you forward, starting the day off right with a positive affirmation, positive thought, positive speech, positive actions will actually help you live a healthier, more positive, and longer life. Isn't that wonderful? Listening to a radio show is actually healthy for you. People don't know about that, but it does depend on what you listen to, who you're listening to, and how you engage. So make sure you stay connected to Ms. J in the morning. We're going to get it together, y'all. No more excuses. We're going to talk about it, but right now I want to get into some music. Here's India Irie, and I'll be right back after this.
about breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. And now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
A lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever never had love. Oh, never had love. Oh, when you were just a youngin', looks were so fresh. Now you grown up so fly, it's like a blessing, but you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like it came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here crying in this corner, looking through your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. You had a lot of tricks trying to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to.
Want to do business and that's it. Those are the type of people that keep themselves at home, those homebodies. Those are the people that keep themselves locked away with their family and their family alone. The best way to get introduced to people who are proving you wrong in your negative thoughts about people who are proving you right in positive thoughts and ideas about people, you have to get out there and meet people. Yeah, I know it's scary for some of you guys. You got to get out there. You have to interact. Go to certain events. You don't have to go and talk to everyone. A lot of you don't have that type of personality where you can just start a conversation and know exactly what to say. But you never know. Go sit by somebody you don't know and say, hey, my name is. They say, hi, my name is, and enjoy a movie. Enjoy a play. Enjoy a concert. You don't have to say anything else to the person. Then as you're leaving out, say, I hope you enjoyed it. And most of the time people will respond and say, I did or I didn't. They will share their reasons why, and you can say you agree or disagree and walk out. Wow, what a great experience. Next thing you know, you're at the grocery store and you see that same person. And you say, hey, aren't you the person? I don't remember your name, sorry, but I sat next to you at the concert last week. And they say, yeah, I do remember you. Wasn't that awesome? You spark up a conversation, you have a new friend. Next thing you know, you guys are passionate about the same thing, and there's your business partner. Boom! It actually happens that way in life. But if you don't get out, you don't interact, you don't become a normal person, and I'm not saying normal in the common sense, a normal person in the sense where people can trust you, you're approachable. People don't have any hesitations about you. You know, being that weird person that's, hi, how are you? My name is. This is what I do. I want you to be a part of it. Are you interested in making more money? Da, da, da. I mean, you approach people that way, that's kind of not normal. They're like, okay, there's something else going on behind here. Hi, this is what I'm doing. You should get involved. I like this. No one wants to hear that all of the time. Unless they're coming to you, you guys are at that type of event, you need to know how to interact with people. But I'm sharing all this to share with you. We need to take away the excuses. I'm an introvert. I'm a homebody. I don't want to get out. I don't talk to a lot of people. But you're sitting there wanting to start a business. How are people going to come to your business, want your services, want your product, if you're not even approachable? How are you going to train your employees to have great customer service when you don't even know how to interact with customers? The best training in business is typical life experiences. When you go to a store and you need help, one of my grievances, this is a sidebar, but it's all relevant, is Walmart. Oh, my God, if you know me personally, you guys know I have one of the worst relationships with the Walmart Corporation. I don't like really anything about Walmart except the prices, only sometimes. They're all over the place, and I live in a smaller city, so it's kind of difficult to avoid going to Walmart, buying from Walmart to support the corporation. It's not that I would shut it down, but we're not going to go down that road. There's a lot of reasons why I have a horrible relationship with Walmart. Number one, it's always chaotic. From the parking lot to when you get in the door all the way in the store, it is chaotic. I've traveled the United States, and I have visited plenty of Walmarts in different states, in different cities, and there has yet to be one Walmart that the parking lot makes sense. It does not make sense. They have 18 rows of handicap parking. So if they're handicapped, you're putting them further back. I don't get it. Oh, my God. The parking lot is crazy. It's always packed. It's always chaotic. When you go in, they have this big section of carts. You have a person there to check you when you go out, but nobody to help you when you come in. They have tons of carts, but then there's times their carts aren't there. The store is always packed with people stocking boxes, which is great, but none of the workers ever know where anything is. Oh, my gosh. Like, how do you work? I mean, how do you go through training and say, you don't say aisle one has this, aisle two has this, or a map that they can carry around to help somebody find something? Or if it's late at night, there's no one around. Everyone, they always have about 30 check stands and only maybe three open. It's crazy. During the most busiest times of the year, the holidays, the first of the month, all these times they shut down the self-checkout or the express lanes. It makes no sense to me. Those are my grievances with Walmart. But I shared that sidebar not only to vent, but to prove a point, to say that if you've had those experiences, when you start your business, when you open up your business, you're going to make sure that no one else feels the way that you feel when you walk into that particular store or have that type of business. That's the same thing with me. My customer service doesn't come because I have a great personality. My customer service doesn't come because I've been trained in customer service, even though that I have before. My customer service mainly comes from my experiences as a customer. I don't want people to experience the horrible things that I experienced in businesses. When you go to a restaurant and you have to sit there for 30 minutes before you even get a glass of water, or while you're eating and the waitress forgets something, you have to literally track the waitress down to get any help, get some more water, get another drink, get more napkins or anything that, or the opposite. You can't even enjoy your meal with the waitress stopping you every 3 minutes asking you if you want something. Because of those experiences, you know how you want to treat people in your business and your interactions. All that comes from getting out and doing things. You're not going to have those experiences to gain that type of wisdom if you're always stuck in the house, if you're always keeping yourself around the same type of people doing the same thing and not venturing out. A simple thing like taking the family out once a month or once every other month to go try a new restaurant, something simple. You spend money already. Why not spend it on gaining experiences? A family experience can help you gain wisdom in business. These are the things that you have to start training your mind to think about in order to sustain the successes that you desire. Something as simple as going through a drive-through at McDonald's will actually help you understand timing. Stuck in a drive-through literally for over 30 minutes, and I lost it. I lost my temper. I made a choice to not be positive. The Ms. J Challenge was not working in that moment. And I went down the line on what should have been done, what needed to be done, what training, called corporate, and said I would do the training myself. And it taught me a valuable lesson in timing and purpose. And it actually helps me when I'm trying to move forward and get things done in life. The same thing with you. You have to make sure that you're doing what you need to do in order to achieve success, in order to be great, in order to be greater, no matter what it is. And so today I want to make sure that I'm sharing these tidbits, sharing this advice, sharing these experiences to help you move forward in your life, move forward to greater. The Greater Is In You Empowerment Tour is already launched for 2016. I'm traveling, speaking all over the place, no matter where I can get in, to help connect with great people that are passionate about being even greater. So I want you guys to stay tuned. Of course, we have the Ms. J Area Code Check-In coming up. Make sure you tell everybody to call in. It's your opportunity to rep your city. The Ms. J Challenge is coming up as well. But I want to get into some music. So let's listen to a little bit of music. Here's Andy Stone, Happy Being Me, and I'll be right back after this. Never meant to be.
come and go. Some will live forever, and some will never know. That's why God gives us memories to lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Ooh. So happy being
happy.
Me. I'm regretting
nothing
about me.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to.
Cause gone with it, it's been a long week. I put in my heart in, gonna live my life.
on my lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better.
You're doing awesome. You just got to make sure that you tighten some things up and make sure that you're in passionate pursuit of your purpose, not only to gain greatness, but to sustain the greatness that you are striving for. Those of you who are just tuning in, good morning. It is time for the Ms. J Challenge. If you're new to the show, don't worry, it's not a difficult challenge. The Ms. J Challenge is a simple quote that states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Starting your day off with a positive affirmation is guaranteed to improve your quality of life. So I want to push you, probe you, force you, encourage you, motivate you, bug you enough to where you're starting your day off thinking better, speaking better, and acting better, not just better, but greater, in order to live a greater life. So I want to repeat it for all of you around the world, no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice today to be positive in every single way. It takes a minimum of 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit. Now, consecutive meaning there are no breaks, no weekends off, no holidays. It might take you 21 times in one day for 21 days in order for it to become a habit. But once you create greater habits of greater thought, greater speech, and greater action, it becomes a natural thing to live a greater life. No one really comes into this world and says, you know, I want to be stressed out. You know, I want to struggle to have the things that I like. You know, I really don't want a lot of friends. No one says those type of things. All the things that you desire, whether it's your education, your family, your love life, your business, traveling, leisure, getting a greater job, getting a promotion on your job, it starts with you. You have to know yourself enough to know where you can, where you will, and where you're purposed to go. All of the things that you are experiencing in life actually matter on your journey towards greater. I'm actually spearheading, or Well, just me. So I've launched a tour, Greater Is In You Empowerment Tour, helping those who interact with me, those who get a chance to hear, those that I'm connected to, understand that what you need to have what you desire is already in you. You already have the ability to be a billionaire if that's what you desire, or a millionaire, or some of us just a thousandaire. You already have those gifts, those strengths, and those abilities in you. If you don't have the resources to get connected to it, you already have the skills and the abilities and the connections to get the resources. All you have to do is make sure you're focusing on the things or the key essentials that you need within yourself. You need to take away your excuses. No more procrastination. No more putting yourself down. No more putting yourself on delay. No more blaming the devil or blaming God or blaming other people for your own choices. You have the choice. You can choose to delay yourself. You can choose to procrastinate. You can choose to go slow. You can choose to prioritize the way that you feel you should in whatever moment or whatever season that you're in. You have a choice. You have a choice to let go and let God, in a sense. You have a choice to let go and move forward and be in passionate pursuit of your purpose. There are no more excuses. You have to go all in or don't do it at all. And that's what we want to talk about today. That's what I was getting you guys to understand today. I want everyone to connect with me. I want everyone to connect with each other. I truly, truly, truly desire to make sure we have a community of positivity. Positive psychology is an actual thing. It's a real thing. It's studied. Millions of dollars are invested into studying the great effects of being positive in life and how it affects every area of our lives. With you getting your promotion, with you finding the love of your life, getting married, having children, starting your own business, going back to school, traveling the world, experiencing new foods, going to different restaurants, playing new games, your children actually having their experience and interactions with you, positivity affects all of that. And so I want to make sure that I do my part in helping you guys understand and stay connected to the positive things in life. We have so much going on around the world, debates and politics, legislation, regulations, all this type of stuff going on, murders and robberies and losses. It is depressing to watch the news so much each and every day. But if you start your day off with something positive, start your day off listening to your favorite song, start your day off smiling, kissing, showing love, telling everyone that you love and that you care about them, giving gifts, receiving gifts helps you live a more positive and healthier life. So Ms. J in the Morning wants to be in the forefront of that each and every day, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch me live on blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J in the Morning. That's M-I-Z-J in the Morning. If you can't get enough during the week, on the weekend, Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am streaming on BFTM Radio Network 103.3 out there in North Carolina. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time each and every Saturday. So you want to make sure to get me 24/7. You can log on and listen to archives and get directions on my website, MizJOnline.com. That's MizJOnline.com. To stay connected to me on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, however you want to connect with me, it's Ms. J Online for all of that as well. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and supporting me. I want to make sure that you guys are getting the wisdom, you guys are getting the information, you guys are getting the perspective that's going to help you move forward to greater. It doesn't mean that you're not great now. You could be very successful right now, doing what you love to do and currently in passionate pursuit of your purpose. And you're saying, Ms. J, I don't need all that. I already know where I'm going in life. I already know what I'm going to do. Well, it's time for you to help teach someone else to do the same. Greater is in you. It doesn't mean that you don't have the greatness already. It means that you want to kick it up a few notches. It's time. 2016 is the year of greater. This year, you're going to go far beyond what you even thought about, far beyond what you even dreamed about, and you're going to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to help the next generation do the same. You are building a legacy. You are leaving a legacy behind, and you want to make sure that your legacy is full of wealth, full of knowledge, and something to be honored. You want to make sure when your time is up on this earth that you have planted so many great seeds that whenever someone speaks your name, they can't do anything but smile. You want to make sure that before you leave this earth, while you're walking down the street, if somebody sees you in the car, they smile. They wave at you instead of trying to dart behind the next aisle to miss you or to avoid you. You want to make sure that your life has a significant purpose, an effective purpose, a positive purpose, and that you're in passionate pursuit of that. That's my job as Ms. J, and this is Ms. J in the morning. It's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are calling in, no matter where you're calling from, I am thankful for all of you. I want to make sure each and every show that I take the time to say thank you. We may not be able to do the Ms. J area code check-in each and every show, but each and every time that I do it, I want to make sure I give a shout-out to all of you who have called in around the world. So when you call in through your phone and listen live, I can write down your area code and give you a shout-out. Now, if you're listening on your computer, I can't see where you're calling from, but you can send me a direct message on blogtalkradio.com right in the comment box. Or you can get on social media and send me a direct message or an instant message or a private message. You just post it on my wall and shout out your area code. So just make sure we're doing it so I can say thank you for wherever you're calling from. It's the Ms. J area code check-in. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo, those of you who are calling in, I'm so thankful. I want to give a shout-out to area code 814-860-914-6736-817-984-860-914-6736-718-404-678-213-974-376-708-438-6529-704-310-543-1058-1873-238-3484-703-1390-1934-803-1390-1934-803-1390-1932-505-1851-864-1-383-484-703-1390-1934-804-709-825-106-1-386-719-306-9821-4096-82-954-409-682-9569. Thank you, everyone around the world. Japan has checked in. South Africa, the UK, Canada, Austria, Australia, China, the Ukraine. I don't even know you guys could reach me. Thank you so much for those of you around the world. We are streaming in 11 different countries, and I am amazed. I am blessed, and I am extremely happy to be connected to all of you. I want to make sure that I'm in passionate pursuit of my purpose as well, and while I'm on my journey, I'm going to share it with you. Make sure you stay connected. Get involved. Get involved in the community. If you don't know what to get involved in, log on to my website, and I can lead you to a few things that are going on in your area. If you are putting on an event that's positive, that's something that you know everybody should experience, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'll share it. I'll announce it on the radio show for free. Don't worry about having to pay me to share positivity. I'll share it on my website for free. We can put it on a community calendar. Let's go ahead and get started. If you are a woman out there looking to connect with other women in a positive way, Pumps for Women Incorporated is for you. So log on to pumpsforwomeninc.org, pumpsforwomen.org, sorry, pumpsforwomen.org is the website for you. You can get all this information as well by doing what? Just logging on to my website, MizJOnline.com, MizJOnline.com. I'm so thankful for all of you, for making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do, doing what you need to do, doing what you have to do to ensure that you're living a greater life in order to be a great example for those of you, for those that are around you, those that are connected to you. Your children are watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Your spouse is watching you, and you want to make sure that you're being a greater example. Yes, you will make mistakes. Yes, there will be times you don't feel like it. Yes, there will be times where you will get it wrong or you'll be confused and you might have to regroup, re-strategize, restructure, and restart all over again. But just make sure that each and every day that you get up, you start off with a positive thought. You start off doing something positive. I gave a challenge some weeks ago, and I said, I want everybody to just wake up, and before you say anything, before you do anything, you look each and every person in their eye that's in your home and say, good morning, I'm happy to see you, and I love you. And that's it. And it will change the perspective of your family. It will change the dynamic of your home. It will definitely change the routine when you wake up. Just wake up. You don't have to say, you know what, I listened to the show, Ms. J told me. You don't have to give an intro like that. Just wake up, look them in the eye, and say, good morning. I'm happy to see you, and I love you. and watch it change your life. Just try it and see, won't it change your life? If you go to work, walk in and tell, say good morning to each and every person and make sure that you make eye contact with them. Say good morning, I'm glad to see you here, and keep walking. People will stop in their tracks, they'll look and say, oh, well, thank you. They'll smile, some will respond the same to you. It's those simple things that only take a few seconds that will make a major change in your life for the greater. I want to make sure that I'm sharing it all over the world, but you have to remember, it's go hard or go home. It is a matter of life and death. It is time now that we do our part to stand up for the next generations, that we do our part to give them greater examples. It doesn't matter about popularity. It doesn't matter how much money you have. All that matters is that you're doing something that's effective, and effective in a positive way. And to make sure that you have the skills, the resources, gain a mentor to teach you how to continue to do that and sustain it in order for them to do the same. There's no gray, and I'm going to leave you today with one of my favorite songs. Just to remind you, it's either Go Hard or Go Home. Jonathan McReynolds, I thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you catch me tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. I'll talk to you guys in the morning.
Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I wanna be safe, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose. And really, I don't wanna lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. And if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. And I don't want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. 'Cause if it's God that I'm after, just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Yeah, do you? And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go through our thing. See, it don't work like like that. You gotta be white or black. No, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Yeah, no gray, no shades of gray. No, 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 no. It don't work like that.